This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline on a beautiful Monday. Talking about the orange and white game, a football game. We saw a live kickoff return. We saw a live punt return. What seemed to be a live punt return. Somebody got hit.
And Jordan Murphy got rocked.
Right quick, the black things on the helmet, because people are asking about that.
Durags.
Yeah, the durags to help with waves, right?
Yeah.
And make sure the dreads don't get messed up.
That's why the white boys are wearing.
So they're football durags. Let's call them that. So the football durags. Those are for when you have offense, defense, or orange or white team, and they wear different jerseys, but members of both sides are on one team. So you may have offense, defense in practice.
The special teams mixed orange and white.
So when you in practice, yeah. You'll have offense in one color, defense in one color. Okay. Well, when you have special teams, you have a mixture of offense and defensive players. So it'll be orange and white in that 11. Okay, well, if you want to go against another group of 11 to get a good look, you're also going to go against a mixture of orange and white jersey players. So you put on the football durags so that way you can tell who's on offense, who's on defense, who's on a kick returning team, who's not. It's a quick way to do it. Long time ago, they used to have mesh jerseys that you would put over your pads, and they could be yellow, they could be red, something like that. But those take too long. It takes too long to get on. It takes too long to get off. The helmet, the football durags are just a little bit easier to put on and put off. So for those that have questions about those black things they're putting on the helmet, that's what that's for.
I am 100% here for Nigel Warrior, the kick returner. I was impressed. I didn't know Nigel.
He was aggressive.
I mean, obviously, you see Nigel move, and the way he moves on defense is phenomenal. I mean, he's all over the field. But moving on defense is a little bit different than returning kicks. And I was very impressed with the way he was running, the way he was moving with the ball in his hands. I was very surprised, and I was impressed. I think I would still rather have Ty Chandler back there. But I would love to see Nigel Warrior back there on kick returns if Ty Chandler can't go back there.
Either one of them cool with me, to be honest. I thought Ty was back there. Was it?
He was.
It was Nigel and Callaway or Murphy. I thought I saw Ty Chandler back
there. He was. And then early, it was in the first quarter, Ty Chandler took a hit, and like he was kind of favoring his shoulder.
Oh, so yeah.
He missed
Come on out.
5 or 10 minutes. He ended up going back in because I was actually sitting next to Seth Stokes, and we were both like, don't let Ty Chandler go back in there. He's done for the day.
Keep him out.
But then he actually went back in the game, so obviously,
yeah.
I mean, he was fine. But Ty Chandler was back there. Nigel Warrior was back there. They were the main kick returners, and then kind of the guy that was on the other side of them, their lead blocker, so to speak. I saw Marquez Callaway out there. I saw Jordan Murphy out there, and Micah Abernathy went back there at 1.2. And I believe we've seen Micah Abernathy return a kick before. I know his brother, Ralph Abernathy, wasn't that his name? And for some reason, that didn't sound
right.
What
was his grandfather?
What was his brother's name?
You mean Micah's older brother?
Yes.
That came for that 1 year.
The grad transfer. Mid guy, one number five. I don't know why I can't think of his first name.
Man,
we saw him return some kicks. And I believe we've seen Micah. I know Micah goes back there.
I think
his name
is Ralph David.
It was Ralph David Abernathy the fourth. Okay, so he's named after his grandfather.
It just hit me.
Because I was just thinking, like, there's the freeway in Atlanta that's named is Ralph Abernathy Freeway.
I like where Tennessee is at kick returner. I mean, it's not like it was Darren Dooley or when Butch first got here, and you're kind of begging for a good kick returner. And as far as punt return, Jordan Murphy, I thought he looked pretty good back there. He looked like he was very comfortable catching the football, which is the most important part about being on punt return. He still reminds me, and just in terms of running with the football, Justin Hunter, tall, lanky, big strides. So, and maybe it's just the fact that he wears number 11, but I did get a sense of a little Justin Hunter out there, kind of by the way he moves. That part of special teams I was happy with. I was a little bit concerned after that first punt from Paxton Brooks. I was like,
didn't look too good.
Trevor Daniels, do you have one more year of eligibility, please?
Brent Simaglia looked pretty good, though.
Yes, Simaglia looked good.
Place kicker.
He was 2 for 2, I believe. He had a 47
both
yard.
Both over 40.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a guy that drilled a 51-yard field goal in the swamp, so he's very capable, has a powerful leg. And I know it's just special teams, and it's kicking field goals and punting the football, but that plays a big part of the game. We saw Trevor Daniels be MVP several times during his Tennessee career. And we also saw a couple times where if Tennessee makes a field goal or two, maybe Tennessee wins a football game that they ended up losing.
Well, and like kick return, if Evan Berry is not as good as he is, like Tennessee doesn't have a shot at the Hail Mary of Georgia.
No.
Things like that. Like it can totally flip a game.
Yeah, so they're not the most important, so to speak, but they're still very important.
Yeah.
No, so I was a little worried about punter at first, but I thought Paxton Brooks did a good job of bouncing back and having some fairly good punts after he shanked, I believe it was his second punt, and it went like 30-something yards. I was like, we need Trevor Daniel back.
Every single play in a football game is the most important. I mean, that's the mentality.
3 or 4 plays change the game.
That's the mentality. Every single play, every single phase, everything is important. It was a onside kick that won the championship for Alabama against Clemson. And so everything is important. All right, taking a look at the text box. Let's get to Justin Mac. Okay, Justin Mac. Mac Daddy.
J Mac.
Says the defense will look tons better with Petulie and Kirkland and 3-4 linemen.
I agree.
And alignment and the wideouts will be one of the best units in the SEC. They have a chance to be really good. I don't know about the best because it depends on blocking and quarterback play and a number of things, but they have the ability. Marquez Callaway has the ability to be a first team, all SEC.
He's going to get drafted.
He reminds me a lot of when Sammy Watkins was at Clemson, the way he was able to run after the catch, his mannerisms a little bit. It looks like he's a little bit taller than him.
Not as thick, but
he has that ability. He has that ability. He's dynamic. He got the right coach to push him every single day and coach him up. And but this group has the ability to be one of the best in the conference. There's no doubt. Josh from OB says it was great to meet you and Seth at Dead End Barbecue. It was the highlight of my weekend, and we did get your table after y'all left. LOL. So great to meet you. Really, really appreciate everyone coming by Dead End Barbecue after the Orange White game.
Did you sit in the Jason Swain inaugural corner?
No, that's not a real thing.
The Jason Swain memorial.
That's fake news.
According to Chris Lowe, I'm sorry, but I'm going to believe Chris Lowe over you.
No, that's fake news, man. Fake news. Johnny Major's whiskey bottle says, don't understand the thought that McBride looked better than Gantano last year. At no point was that true. He completed 41% of his passes. Had 3 turnovers versus the worst D in the SEC in his only start. He was bad last year. He's bad this year. He can't play at Tennessee. People saw the touchdown pass. People saw little flashes of offense with McBride getting out and running. So I understand why people – because they only got these quarterbacks in a sample size. So I understand if you, in that small sample size, thought McBride was better than Garantano. But he's not, okay? He's not. He's just not.
And I think part of hearing that McBride was even with Guarantano last year was part of a plan to control the narrative.
Yeah, he just
of their decision of the whole Dormandy situation, trying to make that look as good as it possibly could.
Yeah, he's just not better than Guarantano. All right, let's get to Hub City. Hub City, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. I had a couple of recruiting questions I wanted to ask. It was probably a little off topic, but that's kind of what's going to be on the next few months anyway.
Yeah.
Grad transfers, do they count to 18 scholarships or 19 scholarships is number one. Number two is if kids get ran off or left or however, like Pruitt was saying that you only had 75 scholarship players, and I think we're allowed 85. Does that mean that they can take more kids in a class to make up for those empty scholarships, or are those just lost players?
That's a good question, because we had this question we got to actually answer by Callahan. The grad transfers that come in, I think it counts towards the next class, not the one that's right in front of us.
Correct.
And as far as the total numbers, I'm really not sure on the amount of scholarships that we can hand out with this recruiting class this upcoming signing day, to be honest. I'll have to get back to you.
Gotcha. Well, all right. That's all I had. Orange and white game. I enjoyed it. So, y'all have a good show.
Hey, I enjoyed it, too. And, you know, a real football game. It's tough, you know, when you are playing against each other. So, you don't really know who to root against and you know, when to get loud, when not to be loud. But we saw some pads popping. We saw some plays being made. You know, Garantano, great ball every great ball doesn't need to be a 40-yard pass. The fade route to Callaway was phenomenal.
That's pretty.
You put it in a position to where only Callaway can get it. You play to his strengths. You allowed him to gather himself and high point the football, post up the DB. It was a great executed play. To have the awareness on an offside penalty to continue to play and then have an option if the ball is intercepted or the ball goes out of bounds, you still have the penalty in your back pocket. Just a great football play by number one and number two, Callaway and Garantano. And those plays like that will need to spread on defense, special teams, in all phases if Tennessee is going to win and maximize their ability this year. I mean, to overachieve, you're going to have great IQ plays like the one we saw with that touchdown.
I think we're going to do Attaboy next. But after we do Attaboy, I want to talk about the Dave Neal and Greg McElroy's comments about Juwan Jennings.
Mm-hmm.
And Trey Smith.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. We got Attaboy coming up.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Gentlemen, when it comes to health and quality of life, there are numbers every man needs to know, including our testosterone number. I recommend going to Low T Center. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's covered by most health insurance. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol, cause weight gain, and loss of muscle mass. Low T Center's physicians specialize in treating low T in men. Listen to me here. They know men's health and are reinventing men's health care. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
Having a place to call home means a lot. A place that feels comfortable where you can be yourself. Better Mattress has called East Tennessee home for the past 27 years. You can tell when you walk in, they care. They have that Tennessee spirit that feels like home. You can trust them. Better Mattress has the history, the expertise to help you sleep better, and they have the top brands. From Tempur-Pedic to Stearns & Foster, Better Mattress has the brands you know, plus they carry their own line handcrafted in East Tennessee. The owners of Better Mattress know the person who made your Better Mattress. They visit their manufacturers to perfect every single detail before carrying them in their stores. To celebrate 27 years, you can get an adjustable base for $27 on select purchases. That's a $1,299 value. With a 100-night guarantee, you can shop worry-free at Better Mattress. You are missing out if you don't shop Better Mattress. It feels like home, and this month only, get an adjustable base for $27 to celebrate 27 years in business. Good night, just got better. BEDR Mattress.
Hey Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you
you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
We now return to the program. It's A Debtful Life.
2 auto loans, 6 credit cards. Sometimes I wish I'd never taken out all this debt.
Oh, you should never say that, especially since Alcoa 10 will pay you up to $500 for your debt.
Who are you? Are you an angel?
Close. I'm a loan officer at Alcoa 10.
Teacher said that whenever you hear cha-ching, someone refinance a loan at Alcoa 10.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong. Equal housing lender.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
You're the hell we got, man.
Now that's how you're supposed to drive. From that one, that's how you drive.
This kid can draw circles.
Don't remind yourself, nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Bam. Awesome. Phenomenal.
Attaboy.
All right, I got an attaboy. My attaboy goes to Austin Pope. Austin Pope, one hand. Broken hand, broken thumb, something. But it is wrapped up. He can't catch a football with it. But he's been out there for spring practice. And yesterday, he caught a pass with both hands. I don't know how he did it. Caught the ball, both hands, tucked it with the healthy hand, got upfield, and tried to run someone over. So I got to give an attaboy to Austin Pope for finding a reason to get on the field instead of letting a reason like that keep him off the field. He's wanting to compete. There's a new staff. He's in there. He's practicing. It's uncomfortable as all get out, not having a hand. You know, you can't grab somebody. You only got one hand. But Austin Pope didn't let that stop him, so I'm giving him an attaboy.
I love it. Love the toughness. Got an attaboy. I'm going outside of sports, just to humanity. I got an attaboy for James Shaw Jr. He was in the Waffle House in Nashville. They got shot up over the weekend. 4 people died in this shooting at the hands of a crazed individual. But it would have been much more if not for James Shaw Jr. He jumped into action, grabbed the gun from the guy, threw it behind the counter of the Waffle House. And according to people inside this Waffle House in Nashville, he arguably saved dozens of lives. He is a hero. I mean, I saw him on TV yesterday. His hands are wrapped up and burned badly because he touched the barrel of this gun and threw it. I mean, the guy is literally the definition of a hero, and he just kept saying, like, I'm not a hero.
You're a hero.
But you are, yeah. I mean, you saved a bunch of lives.
Heroes never realize they're heroes.
Yeah, and I mean, I the humility is awesome there, but he doesn't need to have it. He is a hero. And 100%. Just a very, very cool story in the midst of something that's really tragic. And I just have to give out that attaboy there because, like I said, that story deserves a little bit of a silver lining because it is really sad standing alone. So
100%. It's kind of hard to do an attaboy after your attaboy, Charlie, because that puts life into perspective. And
really
in the grand scheme of things, of us talking about Jeremy Pruitt's comments, how the defense looked, Jarrett Guarantano versus Will McBride, in the grand scheme of things, none of that matters in comparison to what took place at that Waffle House over the weekend.
It's scary, man.
So it's kind of hard to go back to sports and give an attaboy, but I'm going to give an attaboy to Tennessee baseball.
Yes, had a big weekend.
Big series win over number 14 Texas A&M. With the win, Tennessee is now 7-11 in SEC play, matching their SEC win total from last season with 12 games to play, too.
Yeah.
So big opportunity for Tennessee to hopefully make the SEC tournament, which is the goal in year one for Tony Vitello. Well on their way. Really big performances over the weekend from several guys, not just really impressive from Tony Vitello, just continuing to impress, and you can see improvements with this young Tennessee baseball team. And I think he's going to prove to be the real deal when it's all said and done.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe that's their third SEC series victory so far this season.
I know it's two.
At least two. They swept Alabama.
I want to say it's just two, but I will double check right now.
But either way, before that Alabama sweep, I mean, how many had they won in the last few seasons? Not many. I believe the only one that they won last year.
Yeah, just the second of the season.
But they only won one last season. It was against Florida, who ultimately went on to win the national championship. Yeah. But still, I mean, just that right there. Hey, that's a step forward. You won two SEC series instead of just one.
Yep.
And hopefully that team is moving in the right direction.
I'm a huge Tony Vitello fan. In terms of baseball, he has a beautiful mindset on how to approach things. He reminds me of Jeremy Pruitt in the sense that he knows he has to get on the recruiting trail and get his guys in here, and everything else will kind of fall into place and take care of itself. He has a great staff and a great mindset. He's a younger guy, so he relates to the players. Those players absolutely love playing for Tony Vitello, and it's a welcome change for Tennessee baseball. So I've been really impressed this year, even though they're still, I believe, they're last in the East, last I saw. But Tennessee baseball, you can make an argument that is tougher than football. SEC baseball, that is.
Absolutely. I mean, how many teams in the SEC are in the top 25?
I believe it was 9 or 10 last week, which is absurd.
That's ridiculous.
So what he's been able to do, I've been impressed with so far.
Yeah.
Got to give atta girl to the softball
yes.
team mm-hmm. for
– getting it back together.
Beating Alabama.
Beat those turds.
Over the weekend.
First sweep in Tuscaloosa.
Well, it's not a sweep yet because they play tonight.
Oh, right, right,
at
right.
7 o'clock. It was,
but first series win in Tuscaloosa.
Ever.
Yeah, ever.
Ever.
There ever. You go. First
yeah,
ever. Ever.
Yeah. So they had a Friday. So in order for them to get on TV, they're doing a Saturday, Sunday, Monday series. And because yesterday was supposed to rain, it rained all day yesterday in Alabama. They moved Sunday's game to Saturday, had a doubleheader. Tennessee killed them in one game, like 13-2, beat them 1-0, I think, in the other game. So they had a doubleheader sweep. And then tonight, I think 7 o'clock on the SEC Network, they'll try to sweep Alabama. So it's always nice to beat Alabama no matter the sport.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Orange Privilege says, can we discuss the butt hurt with Pruitt's use of we?
I saw this.
I guess he was talking about his time in Alabama, and he used the term we. I don't have a problem with that because what other word is he supposed to use?
It was a we at the time. How else are you supposed to say that? Like he was talking, I believe, in past tense about growing up. You know, he said something to the effect of Tennessee and Alabama would beat each other basically the same amount when I was growing up, and referred to Alabama as we in that scenario.
Yeah,
he grew up in Alabama. He coached at Alabama. He is an Alabama guy at the end of the day. I mean, that's all he's known to this point.
He kind of always will be.
How else is he supposed to refer to it? Like I said, the way you have to look at it is this guy's making $3 million to coach at Tennessee. He's not making $3 million to coach at Alabama. And if he's a professional, and everything I've seen so far says that he is, he's you know, he's not some kind of double agent for Alabama. Like, calm down. It's going to be okay.
So I saw Doug Dickey run the program a lot, and, hey, Doug Dickey had his ties to Florida. But he did his job at Tennessee and did a great job at Tennessee.
I understand how fans are weirded out.
And Alabama is your biggest rival, and it makes plenty of sense to be weary of that element of it. But in this particular case where it's he says we in a past tense, like,
I agree.
Nah.
I agree. It's silly.
I don't care.
No need to overreact on something so simple.
When you're wired the way that Pruitt and these coaches are, when you're coaching your team, like, you're trying to beat everybody. Like, it's winning. Winning trumps everything. It's winning. It doesn't matter what shirt you're wearing. And eventually, I hope we get to that point where, yeah, like, he loves Knoxville. Just like a lot of coaches that have come through here that have coached other schools, they love Knoxville, and they think Tennessee is the best place to coach because of this amazing city, their families, and they want to stay here. But right now, he's only been here a couple months, and he's getting paid to do a job that he's going to take serious, a job that he's not taking lightly at all, and he's going to try to win every football game. Oh, yeah. So, speaking of that, so I got a chance to meet some of the staff on Friday night. So I had a conversation with one assistant coach. It was an extended conversation, and it was really interesting what he said is because he talked about how he had already had a conversation with his players about going out and finding guys better than them. That if you don't work in the weight room, if you don't get it together, we're going to replace you. And that's the honesty that's what you need. The worst thing that we can do as a program, and we've done it, is be comfortable. The worst thing you can do as a player is to be comfortable. You got to be the lion or the gazelle. And if Callaway is happy with his spring game performance and he gets comfortable, that is the worst thing for this offense and this football team. He needs to continue to work because there's a DB that's going to be covering him in September that's working. So we need everyone working like someone is about to take their job. And that's the only way that you win at a high level is you have a culture where everyone's afraid to lose their job. So you compete your butt off every single day. Well, the only way to compete like that or have a culture of competition like that is to bring in a bunch of studs. A bunch of studs that could do what you do, but it really depends on the mentality and the health. When you get it to the point where a guy plays based on how mentally tough he is and how healthy he is, but everyone else is physically capable, that's when you know you have something. And that's what we're trying to get to. So I was having this conversation with this coach, and he was talking about, we're building this thing fast. We're not trying to build it slow and, you know, talking about building bricks. He didn't say building bricks, but, you know, taking our time and making sure the foundation is right. We're trying to build this fast. We're trying to get to the top as fast as possible. And that was encouraging. I didn't say anything. I just, you know, we just had a conversation, and I didn't tell him how much I love those comments, but I do love those comments. And I think you would love those comments. You should love those comments. There's no excuses. It's no, well, we didn't have our guys. They're going to get them. And the honesty that these players have been showered with, guys, we're going to recruit. And if either you get on board or you're going to be replaced. And I wonder how many people decide to go home for midterm. How many people decide to take a vacation. I don't know if I could in this situation if I was on this team. Hour 3 continues after this.
Hour 2 of the Swain event is brought to you by Premier Surgical Associates. Visit PremierSurgical.com to find out about the procedures and services they offer to help you live a better life. Premier Surgical Associates. Expertise you can trust. Touchdown or turnover is up next on the Swain event.
Having a place to call home means a lot. A place that feels comfortable where you can be yourself. Better Mattress has called East Tennessee home for the past 27 years. You can tell when you walk in. They care. They have that Tennessee spirit that feels like home. You can trust them. Better Mattress has the history, the expertise to help you sleep better, and they have the top brands. From Tempur-Pedic to Stearns & Foster, Better Mattress has the brands you know, plus they carry their own line handcrafted in East Tennessee. The owners of Better Mattress know the person who made your Better Mattress. They visit their manufacturers to perfect every single detail before carrying them in their stores. To celebrate 27 years, you can get an adjustable base for $27 on select purchases. That's a $1,299 value. With a 100-night guarantee, you can shop worry-free at Better Mattress. You are missing out if you don't shop Better Mattress. It feels like home, and this month only, get an adjustable base for $27 to celebrate 27 years in business. Good night, just got better. BEDR Mattress.
We now return to the program. It's a Debtful Life.
2 auto loans, 6 credit cards. Sometimes I wish I'd never taken out all this debt.
Oh, you should never say that, especially since Alcoa 10 will pay you up to $500 for your debt.
Who are you? Are you an angel?
Close. I'm a loan officer at Alcoa 10.
Teacher said that whenever you hear cha-ching, someone refinance. Alcoa 10.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong. Equal housing lender.
When I made the move to my own studio, I was worried about this. I was worried about that. I was worried about, hey, did I get this piece of equipment? Did I get that piece of equipment? Does that sound good? Does that not sound good? One thing I didn't have to worry about, that was office furniture, because Office Furniture Outfitters met my furniture needs. With a 50,000 square foot facility, they have East Tennessee's largest selection and are the best value for new and used office furniture. Located in Knoxville, it's easy to find everything you need for your new space, including desks, file cabinets, chairs, conference tables, and more. Office Furniture Outfitters is turnkey. They came to my place, we mapped everything out that was needed, they delivered, and get this, set everything up. To learn more about what Office Furniture Outfitters can do for you, log on to OFONOX.com. That's OFONOX.com. We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
Hour 3 in the Swain Event Studio, powered by Low T Center. LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again? We can help. That's right, we, because I'm on the Low T Center team. Was a couple years ago, still am now. So I can say we, right, Charlie? Is that okay?
I can use the word we there. I don't know.
I'm on the team, man. I'm on the team. I'm on the Low T Center team. So we.
But hey, are you still loyal to Tennessee if you say we? I don't think so.
Yeah. I'm on the team.
Let's not talk like that, Charlie.
I don't think so.
Charlie, you can't. No. Wait. Charlie.
Am I too good at that voice? I don't.
Yeah. Chad
good
Ray.
To where I'm questioning you.
Chad Ray says, hate to say it, but those numbers had to be inflated. I was in the lower bowl, section E, and folks were comfortable everywhere. Not crammed in like a game. Open spots all the way around the bowl. Either way, great crowd considering last season. The weather helped. I feel great about where we're headed. That's from Chad Ray. Thank you for that. South Kakilaki Vol says, what did you do to Stokes? He sounds like deaf this morning on the weather report. I guess Stokes had a good time when he was here.
Yeah. Must have gotten down.
I mean, maybe. Maybe.
Old Stokesy. It was good to see Seth. Friday's show was...
It was a lot of fun.
I think in my year and a half working with Swain, was probably my favorite show, just because of how much fun it is to talk about sports with a great group of guys. You had Fred White in here. You had Seth in here. Brad was here behind the scenes. Just always fun to hang out with great people, and that's what it was, just hanging out, talking Tennessee football. Can't beat that, in my opinion.
It got rave reviews, not to, you know.
Toot our own horn.
Yeah. To.
I like that phrase.
But it really did. We got a lot of really great feedback from people, and of course we appreciate every single person that listens. We can't do this without you, quite literally. So couldn't appreciate it any more than we do.
Yeah, I had a good time on Friday. I tried to sit back and kind of let you guys let Fred and let Seth do their thing because they're not here as much. And hearing those guys cut up and joke around. And that was fun. So we could have probably did 5 hours that day.
100%.
Legitimately.
I feel bad for the Swain Event listeners today. They went from Seth and Fred to Charlie and Ben.
Sorry, guys. I said it on the show on Friday. People were being maybe a little too nice to Seth and you know, not showing enough love to me. But
Charlie, you were in your feelings on Friday.
It's okay. It's, you know, fine.
You sound,
whatever.
Seth's
a great guy.
You sound
Seth.
Like the people talking about we now.
I don't want to tell you what to do, but you know, if you could just say nice things to me always and you know, reaffirm myself as
Charlie,
that'd be great.
Charlie is fragile.
South Kakilaki Vol also says, Swain, I'm concerned about recruiting. I figured we'll have a couple of commitments coming off the spring game. I mean, it's just Monday.
I would still expect it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just Monday. They got home Saturday night. And so I don't think there's a reason to be concerned about recruiting right now. It is April.
And honestly, I'm always a little leery when I see guys commit at something like a spring game. Because what happens is that these coaches kind of corner these kids. And not in like a malicious way. I don't mean like they corner them and they, you know, bully them into committing.
Bush Jones did.
But like I don't want to speak to any of that, but, you know, believe what you want about Butch. But, you know, they put on the hard sell at these things. You're in the building. They got you right where they want you. And so they're going to sell it as hard as they can and try to get you to commit. And so sometimes when I see these commitments at like a spring game, I kind of think like, do you actually want to commit? Or was it just because you got way upsold by these coaches at this moment and then you're going to go to some other visit and decommit?
Do you want to know the truth about that?
Do I?
Yeah.
Of course.
The truth is that some of the players that committed early, they were overrated and didn't have committable offers at our rivals. And so Butch and company could get away with pressuring these guys and committing and saying, hey, if you want your spot, you got to get it now. Well, you can't do that with Wanyama Morris.
No.
You're not doing that with him.
J.J. Peterson.
Good luck
guys.
Pulling that stuff with him. Hey, if you want your spot, you better get it.
You gonna tell?
Or if you wait another month, it may not be there.
You gonna
okay.
tell Owen Popoe that?
Exactly.
That's the point I was about to make.
Yes,
they're recruiting different cats.
Exactly.
Like Butch was recruiting high level 3-stars. Jeremy Pruitt isn't recruiting high level 3-stars. He's going after the top notch guys all across the country, guys who aren't going to make their decision until National Signing Day, guys who aren't going to make their decision until December, January. The guys that Butch was recruiting, they can't afford to wait until National Signing Day to make their decision because their spot won't be there.
Players other than quarterback, because quarterback you have to commit early to get your spot. That's legit. But you're committing early for one of two reasons. Number one, you really know exactly where you're going and you're ready to shut it down.
Yes.
Like you know. Like you're a baller, you know I'm coming here. The other reason is because you're trying to get your spot. You're trying to get your spot. You don't have the leverage like Morris and some of these other studs have. So you can't afford to wait because if you wait, you may not have a spot.
Yes.
So right now, I wouldn't worry about the recruiting class. The guys at Tennessee are recruiting. These guys are players that you're going to wait for. Of course you want them to commit and create this excitement and, hey, maybe be an early signee. But you're not going to bully these players into committing early because they don't have to.
No, they can afford to wait.
Morris, and I saw Morris, and, man, there was another lineman. I mean, this dude was humongous. So freaking tall. I was looking up at him. Oh, my goodness. The type of players they had on campus, unreal. But Morris said he was actually surprised. The Orange and White experience in the game, and he was signing autographs as a recruit, and was really complimentary of the weekend and his visit. He is taking an official visit to Auburn, and that should worry you a little bit because it's probably going to be between Tennessee and Auburn. And after his decision is made, he says, "I'm only talking to the school I'm committed to." So when he's shutting it down,
he's done.
He's gonna shut it down, and that's encouraging because he understands the word commitment,
yeah.
And he respects that word. Whether he comes here or not, I do respect him actually sticking to that.
I like that, but at the same time, I'm definitely an advocate for these kids on their behalf because they are making the most important decision ultimately of their life to that point, and it's not even remotely close to anything else that they'll decide to do.
Yeah.
Outside of later, like, getting married and having kids and things like that. I mean, it's a huge, huge decision. And so I say, that's great. I love hearing a kid have true commitment like that. But at the same time, if I'm in that position, I'm keeping my options open no matter what. Because you just never know. The right thing might pop up after you're committed. And you might say, I got to go and I got to switch over here. This is the best thing for me and my family. And
guys like him. It's different for guys like him versus players that have to commit to get their spot. If you have to commit to get your spot, and then there's another school that offers you later and you want to go to that school in the first place and you flip, I get that. But if you are Morris and you can go to anywhere in the country you want to go, don't commit until you're ready to go, until you really want to commit. You don't have to. And that's one thing my coach told me. If you commit, understand what that word means. And my uncle said the same thing. And so I committed to Tennessee in December, and back then that was like committing in January. And it was done, shut down, committed. Let's go. And so I respect Morris and his family that if he's committed, that's the only school he's talking to, and I hope it's Tennessee. But if it's not, I respect that process. 6'6", 293, top 50 player, top 10 offensive tackle, and the 6th overall player in the state of Georgia.
Brad J. Weeks isn't so confident that Morris will be at Tennessee. He says Morris is going to Auburn because money talks.
Well, that's a fair point.
I mean, when it comes to Auburn has been a little notorious on that front,
yeah.
if we're being honest.
We'll see.
Yeah. And yeah. Two, I kind of want to further the point of the difference in recruits that kind of the former staff was recruiting and what the current staff is recruiting. Remember Rocky Reed, running back that Tennessee got an early commitment from. And
Wake Forest?
He's no longer at Wake Forest. He transferred from Wake Forest. He is now at Campbell University. wherever that may be. But Jeremy Pruitt isn't recruiting guys like that. Like, Owen Popoey isn't going to end up at Campbell University. No disrespect to Rocky Reed, but Rocky Reed can't afford to wait to National Signing Day and have a litter full of schools wanting him. So,
Campbell University, the more you know, is in Buies Creek, North Carolina.
Buies?
It is spelled B-U-I-E-S, Creek. Buies? Buies?
Elijah Griffin could wait to signing day.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
And should.
And you were willing to wait to see what he's going to do because he's a stud. Those are players that Tennessee is after. Even they were even after those players with a few weeks, you know, working together. Now they have an entire year working together, an entire year to build a relationship. So you know they're going to be after those same type of caliber players, and they have better results because they'll have more time to build that relationship. But just a ton of recruits here on campus over the weekend, and we'll get a recruiting update for you this week on the likelihood of maybe getting some of these guys to come to Tennessee and where Tennessee stands with some of these players. The atmosphere was rocking. It was electric right there pregame and all weekend. It was really fun. One of the best orange and white weekends that I can remember. I had a great time.
I know. I saw you before the game, and you were having a great time seeing all your former teammates and whatnot. I saw Instagram pictures that you posted.
I got some more.
Tony Brown, Gerald Riggs, Junior. So it was really cool to see not only you, but all the former players back and having a good time. It was cool to see Alvin Kamara on the sideline. And I tell you what, every single recruit that walked by Alvin Kamara stopped in their tracks, turned around, and asked Alvin for a picture. It was Alvin Kamara was like a cardboard cutout just posted in a gas station, and people were just walking up, taking pictures next to it. It's cool to see Josh Malone back rocking the Penny Hardaway jersey.
I know, right? Yeah.
Which, come on now. You can't be rocking that at Tennessee now he's the coach of Memphis.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, it was a cool-looking outfit, though. It was. I said something to him about it, too, because we got a picture. It was me, Joey Kent, and Josh Malone.
Mm-hmm.
We took a picture. And so I'll post that later, but I said the same thing to him. I was like, man, you all pennied out today, man.
I know. You had Cam Sutton in the house.
Yeah.
He's gotten swole.
Yeah.
And full sleeves on both arms, looking fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Josh Dobbs in the house.
Yeah, he looked good.
Looked good.
Yeah, I saw them all out at
Reese
dinner.
Reese Maben.
Saw that whole group out at dinner on
– why are you creeping on them, Charlie?
On Friday night. I did that on purpose. I followed them to the restaurant.
On your wife's anniversary.
they were at a very nice – it was my anniversary – dinner on Friday night. We were at a very nice restaurant here in Knoxville, and that entire group of guys were all there. Thought about going up and talking to them, and then I was like, I'll let them be. I could have said, hey, I work with Jason Swain, you know.
Who?
And
who was that?
I'm sure some of them would know who you are. I mean, Josh Dobbs at different points twice has blocked me on Twitter, so I think he knows who I am.
That's a true honor. How do you get blocked? How do you get unblocked?
I am unblocked at this point, but it started out blocked. Basically, I never had an interaction with him ever, and I was blocked. Then he unblocked me because we wrote something really nice about him on Orange and White Report, and then he blocked me again, and now he has unblocked me again.
Welcome to the club, man. The unblocked club.
Wow.
I'm unblocked, too. I've never done the same thing.
Humble and blessed to be
really,
unblocked by
really,
Josh.
Really bad and unfair about Josh Dobbs, if anything.
Probably worried about Steelers fans now.
Yeah.
I do wonder.
They love him right now because he's not playing. You know, they always love the backup quarterback. But I've lost hours of sleep on Saturday night.
I remember one game. I don't know what game it was. But there was one night you were up to like 2 a.m. He's like, I'm done with this. I'm going to bed.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe it was the Oklahoma game.
Because people just didn't realize, man, that he was actually carrying more of the load than people thought because of the coaching. And
yes.
But – anyways, Big Orange Caravan is back.
Glad to see they're not making the same mistake they made last year where they threw it together at the last minute.
After fans complained.
Yeah. They already got it all together. It's going to be five cities: Chattanooga, Memphis, Nashville, Atlanta, and the Tri-Cities. They are coming to your city. And it's going to be Rick Barnes, Holly Warlick, Jeremy Pruitt, and Philip Fulmer.
Holly Warlick.
One of those is not like the other.
No, I'm just kidding. I really hope she gets it turned around. But I,
you and me both.
The Big Orange Caravan, it'll be fun. Be interesting to see if Jeremy Pruitt says anything of note.
And oh, plus, he will.
Rick Barnes is always a great quote.
Yep.
Philip Fulmer, I mean, it's always nice to hear from Coach Fulmer talk. So it'll be nice.
Those three talking and you know, just being honest. You know, Coach Fulmer was honest in his interview during the game. Talked about he knows where the bones are buried and bodies are buried. And
the body farm.
Yeah, they got
under the stadium. Over there by UT Medical
Center. Yeah, that's why Michael Orr didn't come to Tennessee, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Coach Fulmer knows the good and the bad about Tennessee, the stuff that happens behind the scenes and all that stuff. So he knows his place. And they asked him about – he was talking about previous coaches that just didn't understand this culture, didn't understand this family. And they just didn't get it. And Coach Fulmer gets it. And these coaches, they're going to understand that. And that's why I feel like everything is in place. And when I say everything's in place, that doesn't mean I'm saying that Tennessee's going to win every game, because it's going to come down to Jimmys and Joes in a lot of situations. And we may not have them, and we may lose a game. But I think everything is in place to win big when you do get the players. And that's important. That's very, very important, because we've seen you can have one without the other and lose and underachieve. So you got to have all of it. And I think we have everything in place. Just got to get the dudes. One thing Pruitt told the letterman I thought was great was that he told his players, don't ever look at the scoreboard. There's a standard of how we play. So that's good if you losing or if you're winning, doesn't matter. So when Tennessee's playing inferior football teams and you wonder why they're only winning 27-18 or something like that, it's because they let up, because they looked at the scoreboard.
There's not a score standard?
Yeah, well. Or when, you know, Tennessee gets caught by a team that's just better than them on a good day, and you may get your butt beat. Well, you still play. You still play. You don't look at the scoreboard.
100%.
And he said that he told his team that don't look at the scoreboard, and we want the opposing team to say, we're glad the game is over. We don't want to play those crazy SOBs again. And the room was fired up.
I bet.
And that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it's supposed to be. Win or lose, I'm going to bring it to you every single play for 60 minutes. Every single play. You're going to have some after effects dealing with me.
You're going to feel us.
Yeah. Win or lose. And this defense, I know Peru wasn't happy, but they're not playing fast because they're not really sure about where they're going and what they're doing. And that's not an excuse. I think it's just a reason. So Pruitt is supposed to be upset. He's a defensive coordinator. They scored 37 points. A lot to work on. A lot of positive momentum going into summer workouts. It's going to be fun to follow. It's going to be fun to see this program be built with Coach Fulmer at the helm. But I understand fans. All I know is it's been 10 years. Here we go. And you're exhausted, and you have every right to feel that way. I'm not going to judge. I hope other folks don't do that, but I know some other people will. That's their stick to try to lecture the fan base how they should feel and how wrong they are. But that's not how we're going to do it here. I understand.
So I guess the younger Tagovailoa doesn't want to come make a name for his own.
Oh, he just yeah, wants to man. His own. Got two quarterbacks committed for the 2019 class. Yep,
it's going to be the legacy quarterback class for Alabama. Talia and what's Bryant Denny's grandson's name?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see, man. It's a long time until signing day.
His so loss.
We shall see. A lot of good players in this class. Tennessee will find himself a quarterback, no doubt in my mind. That's our time for today. Hope you have a great day, great Monday. Same time tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow is Tuesday.
Are you sure you're going to do the same time tomorrow?
Yeah, I kept thinking today was Friday, so I caught myself. So, y'all same go, time tomorrow.
Y'all should go 5 to 8 tomorrow.
7 to 10. Same time tomorrow, 7 a.m. For Ben McKee, Charlie Burris, I'm Jason Swain. The Swain Events, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Have a great day. Peace and love.